Kalim chapter 3 Mishnah 8 Chavesh Nikva V'asa B'zef Is Yosef Mitztaka. So what happens if you've got a jar and it gets a hole in it and you repair it? But when they repair it with this pitch, they don't just fill the hole, it like fills the hole and then goes over the outside of the hole. So you've got what's necessary filling the hole, and then you've got what's not necessary, like covering up the outside. So Hanoga B'tzoko Tame. So that what's in the hole is considered part of the vessel. And if the vessel becomes impure, it would become impure, etc. But what's the extra part that's covering, you know, the walls, the second layer on the walls, not in the hole itself? Yota Mitzoka Tahor, that would be pure. So it's a fascinating thing. But you could have part of the pitch is considered part of the vessel, and the part over the walls, you know, the extra part, the excess, is not considered part of the vessel. Zefesh Nitfa Al Hachavis. If you've got pitch that dripped into like a jar, that just dripped it in, hanogah batar, so that's never going to be considered part of the jar because it's just dripped inside. It's like it has no use even really. Yeah, mashpeich shel eitz v'shel cheresh shebekakoy bezefes. If you've got a funnel, a householder's funnel. Now remember, we said a funnel is considered not a utensil because it can't hold water. The water will just flow through it, right? A householder's funnel. What happens if you block up the bottom with some pitch or a piece of wood? Do you make it into now a utensil or not? So Rabbi Lazar, and what happens if the funnel is made of wood or made of earthenware? Does it make a difference? So Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Metama, he says that's good. Once you block up the hole, you've made it into a utensil, and now it can accept impurity. But Rabbi Akiva Metama b'shel eitz, he says no. If it's made of wood, and you block it up with a wooden plug, right, with this pitch, which was made from wood, so then it does become impure now. That's considered now like a complete utensil and part of the utensil, and it's able to accept impurity. Matar b'shel cheres. But if it's made of earthenware, then a wooden plug in an earthenware utensil doesn't complete the utensil. It's not going to stay there. It's not permanent, and it doesn't complete the utensil. So the utensil's not going to become susceptible to impurity. And Rabbi Yossi Matar B'Shneim says, Rabbi Yossi, both of them, it doesn't work with both. It doesn't matter if it's wood or earthenware, doesn't work with either of them. The plug is not considered permanent. It doesn't turn this funnel into a container, and therefore it's not susceptible to impurity. Brings over here that the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva.